when I was a little girl, I absolutely loved to draw and paint and get all messy and create. I loved creating things. I've always had a knick for it since I was little. And one day my mom asked me to draw her a picture of my most favorite place to be. I was like, oh, no biggie, I got that. I know exactly where that is. I came back a little while later, and I gave my mom a picture. And it was a picture of me on my dad's lap. Me and my dad, we were best friends. He was my hero. He taught me how to ride my bike, how to tie my shoes. He taught me about Jesus, and he makes the best mac and cheese. I trusted him with all my dreams, my hopes, my future, all the advice that I ever got. I always went to him first. I always had to tell him every little detail that was going on in my day. We were best friends, and I loved him. I trusted him. When I was about 13 years old, all of this changed. My world was flipped upside down. My dad had to leave my family. I was so confused. Why did this happen to me? Why was my dad gone? Why did he have to leave? Why couldn't I have him tuck me in at night anymore? Why couldn't I have his kisses before I went to school? Why couldn't I tell him every detail about my day? Everything that my dad and I had, I felt disappeared. It was gone from my life, and I had no man to turn to. The next few years, I suffered from depression. I suffered from not eating and not sleeping. I stopped dreaming at night, and when I would dream, they would only be nightmares. I ended up visiting a psych ward at Sacred Heart Hospital. I remember sitting in a little room with this man with a clipboard across from me, and he was asking me all these questions about how my grades were doing and how my parents were doing and how I was getting along with my friends at school and how my sister and I were getting along. I didn't want to tell this man anything. I had known nothing about him but his little name tag on his shirt. I knew nothing about him. How could he know how to help me? How could he know what I was going through and how I felt? I couldn't even tell my own family what I was feeling. I would shut down and I buckled my heart tight. After a while, I got tired of everybody being sympathetic towards me and trying to give me advice and try this, try that. This will help you. This will make you happier. Everything's going to be okay if you do this. Trust in God. God? If God loved me, why did he do this to my family? Why did he do this to me? I was confused, and I didn't want anything with God, so I shut him completely out of my life. I started looking for positive things, or so I thought, to distract me from all this trial and brokenness that I was suffering. I started looking at celebrities and happy stories and funny movies and people who looked like they had it all together. People who looked like they had the perfect smiles in all their pictures. Why couldn't I be like them? Why couldn't I have that happy smile? From the very beginning, someone very, very close to me started giving me Bible verses and promises from the Bible that were very encouraging, but at the time I didn't see it. You know, I was really polite to this person. I said, thanks, yeah, I'll read it. But inside I was like, no, you know, I'll just stay over here. I don't really want anything to do with God. He really, no, thanks. This smile that I continued to hold up on my own was making me weak. It became heavy, and I was unable to do it on my own. My friends and my grades, all my relationships kept dropping, and I kept digging myself deeper and deeper into this hole. When I became so weak, I started listening to these promises that this individual gave me. I started looking deeper into them, saying, if this person thinks this is going to help me so much, I guess I should just, you know, maybe try. But I'm not going to tell anybody because I don't really want anything to do with God, remember? Because he did this to me. So I started looking and searching a little deeper, and I found that these promises have so much truth and peace and restoration and love behind them. I found that whatever I needed was there. But I was still buckled so tight inside. I still didn't want to give in because I had held myself up for this long. Why can't I just keep doing it? I'm strong enough. But no. Guys, at this time, God knew exactly what I was going through. He knew my exact medication and my prescription that I needed. In fact, he was the cure. I became weaker and weaker in my own strength. I started to rely on the worldly things. And finally, one day, I get this verse from this individual that lifted me up a little bit. It says, Christ comes close to the brokenhearted and who are crushed in the spirit. I got so frustrated with myself and my situation. I didn't want to dwell in my self-pity anymore. I was so frustrated with everybody telling me what to do, what to think, how to feel, and where to go. Some days all I could focus on was breathing. One night, I was in my bedroom, and I had a hard day at school. Grades were dropping. I had just failed a test. And my world was shaken because of this verse. I read it over and over and over again. And I read it out loud one of these times, and finally, something snapped inside of me. Something told me, there is more to life than this. There is more to life than sitting in my room crying every day after school because I can't get it right, because I'm not strong enough to hold it myself. There's got to be more. I realized that from the very beginning, the devil only wanted evil in my life. And he was only so close to me for these past few years because he was distracting me from the fact that God was even closer. I realized that my life thread had become a tug-of-war rope between God and the devil. But I was the one who got to choose who won. One night, I was in my bedroom, like I said, and I finally got fed up with myself and everything around me. I cried out, God! If you are really up there, if you really love me and my family, if you really care about me and you really have the power that everybody talks about, show me that it is here tonight. Show me that you can fill me with it. I am tired of searching for the answers on my own and searching for my own strength. I am tired of it. Take it from me. I have nothing left. Guys, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your troubles. I don't know your trials that you face every day. I don't know what you dream about at night. I don't know if you struggle from looking at pornography all the time. I don't know if you throw up after every meal. I don't know if you cut yourself for relief. Well, let me just tell you guys, we have a jealous God. He is so jealous that he died on that cross for you. So that you didn't have to cut yourself because he was cut for you. So that you didn't have to feel this pain because he already had it on his shoulders. He got rid of it. So that when you go through these trials, you can run to him because he's got double the experience that you will ever have. Guys, this battle that we face every day is going to be continual. It's never going to stop. It's never going to slow down, and you will always have trials in your life. But we got to realize that God knows our battle. God knows exactly what we're going through down to our very core. He's already won it. So claim the victory.